The terrifying violence in Syria has also generated a wave of refugees. Most have fled to neighboring countries like Turkey and Lebanon, but some have ventured farther. A few thousand Syrian refugees are in Bulgaria right now. That's raised tensions in the European Union's poorest country. Amr Al-Azam is a Syrian activist and a professor at Shawnee State University in Ohio. He recently returned from the Bulgarian capital, Sofia, where he met some of the refugees. Al-Azam says they'd originally fled to Turkey, which shares borders with both Syria and Bulgaria.
They seem to have given up hope and have decided that they wish to seek a better future for themselves and have started to head north and west, and that would obviously mean heading into Western Europe.
Right, and the next hop there would be into Bulgaria. So, I mean, are they different from other Syrians who have gone to Turkey and Lebanon?
They're not different in the sense that they're all facing the same challenges. But what is interesting about this particular group that we see in Bulgaria is that a lot of them are actually Kurdish rather than Syrian Arabs.
What about the people within Bulgaria, the Bulgarians themselves, and how they feel about these refugees?
Now, initially, Bulgarians were very welcoming. And I remember back in the summer when I was there, the first waves of these refugees started to come across the borders, and Bulgarians, you know, just normal people were going up to the border areas just to help with food or clothing. But as the numbers became larger and larger, the whole Bulgarian system became overwhelmed itself and found it very hard to cope. And soon Bulgarians found that the Syrian refugee problem, A, was really sucking up resources, which are scarce anyway in Bulgaria for Bulgarians, and B, that you started to have problems within Bulgaria itself in terms of, well, are these refugees here to stay? If they're here to stay, where are we going to put them? What are we going to do with them? Some of the more right-wing extremist xenophobic parties began to use this as an excuse to promote themselves as Bulgaria for Bulgarians. One of these most prominent groups is Lataka. They have posters and adverts all over the streets of Sofia, and they promote a very xenophobic, very anti-immigration, and particularly against Syrians.
So where is all this headed, do you think, Amr? Because we've been hearing about a lot of concern in Western Europe of Bulgarians and Romanians emigrating west. So now there's this other group from Bulgaria that kind of has its eyes on Western Europe as well, these Syrian Kurds mostly.
In the last month to 2 months, the Bulgarian government has clamped down on allowing refugees to come through Turkey and has been returning refugees that have crossed the border illegally. Back in the summer and in the fall, this wasn't the case.
And as a Syrian yourself, Amr Al-Azam, is it a worry to you that the Syrian refugee population is spreading wider than just Turkey and Lebanon?
Yes, I mean, it is, in the sense that it's a reflection of a worsening situation in Syria itself. You know, people start to move out from their own homes when they feel they no longer have any hope of returning there. They've stopped looking at their problem as something temporary, and they've started to give up and seek a better life for themselves and for their families elsewhere. They're all in their 20s. They no longer see for themselves a future in Syria. They're now seeing a future for themselves in another country.
Amr Al-Azam, member of the Syrian opposition here in the U.S. and professor of Middle East history at Shawnee State University. Good to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is PRI, Public Radio International.